Chapter 7. Ray Clancy is a big man. 6'4", a former varsity linebacker, Clancy was born of good Catholic stock and went the traditional route. Prep school, Princeton, ABN, becoming president of standards and practices by the age of 32. It is a position he has held for nearly 20 years. In those 20 years, as one of the most senior executives at ABN, there has not been a live television exchange that has angered him as much as the one he has just witnessed. "This is supposed to be a goddamned light entertainment show," Clancy screams, pacing behind his desk, Stelfox, Jansen, and Harry sitting across from him. "What the fuck is going on that there's these cocksuckers arguing about religion on there?" It just got out of hand so quickly. "I'm sorry, but live TV sometimes," Harry is saying.
"Mr. Clancy, sir, the contestants are told," Sam begins.
"I mean, what were you thinking, having a kid like this on the show?"
"Oh, please stop shouting," Stelfox says. "You're giving me a bloody headache."
Clancy looks at him, astonished, and takes a moment to gather himself.
"Now you listen to me," he begins slowly. "Who the fuck do you think you're talking to, you fucking arrogant English son of a bitch? That kid is off the show."
"What's the big deal?"
Stelfox says, looking around, genuinely struggling to get his English atheist head around the American hot-button response to all things religious.
"The big deal. That little bastard just insulted the Holy Father live on TV, and you're asking me what's the big deal?"
"Christ, who cares?"
"Mr. Stelfox,"
Clancy says, collecting himself, becoming formal,
"this is not a debate. I will not risk the potential offense caused to our viewers and stockholders by having that kid on the show. He's gone next week."
"You know what percentage of the public vote he got tonight?" Stelfox says. 92.
"Guys, have we ever had someone take that kind of vote share this early in the season?" Harry and Samantha both shake their heads.
"You're not listening to me," Clancy says.
"Finally, something we agree on," Stelfox says. "Look, this kid is pushing our stats through the roof. Advertising revenue is up over 10% already.
He stays on."
Clancy, looking at Stelfox with arctic fury now, gripping the edge of his desk.
"Who the fuck do you think?"
he begins.
"Oh, fuck off, Ray," Stelfox says.
Jansen closes her eyes.
"What did you just say to me?"
"I said, fuck off,"
Stelfox says, raising himself up out of the chair now.
"But perhaps I should amplify that.
Fuck off, you cunt! You fat, stupid, old cunt! Are you out of your fucking mind?" Stelfox starts big and steps it up, his mega fury quickly making Clancy's outburst sound like a 3-year-old in the supermarket.
"Let me spell it out for you. I own this fucking show. My contract is up at the end of this season, and if you say one more fucking word to me, just one, I am walking across the road and taking the whole fucking thing to NBC or Fox, and you can walk upstairs to Fred's office and explain to him how you just lost the number one rated TV show in America!"
Italics, uppercase, bold, underlined. All of these combined cannot do justice to the ferocity of this outburst. Humming silence as Stelfox sits back down, completely calm now. Harry and Sam stare at him, open-mouthed.
"Oh, I'll be talking to Fred about this, you conceited little motherfucker,"
Clancy says, trembling. The next day, in a heads of department lunch meeting, sushi, catered, in Fred's basketball court-sized office on the 7th floor, Ray Clancy is saying,
"It's outrageous, Fred. You know what that limey piece of shit called me? I mean, I know their numbers are good, but Jesus Christ, the Holy Father? Sometimes there's more important things in life than ratings. Am I right?"
Old Fred, nodding and chewing. Later that evening, in the best booth at Dan Tana's, front room, corner, left-hand wall, Stephen Stelfox, over a $200 bottle of red wine and a rare New York strip steak, is saying,
I'll give the little bastard a slap, keep him in line, but Fred, with this kid, $3 million for a 30-second ad spot during the finale? Totally achievable. Bigger than the fucking Super Bowl.
Old Fred, nodding and chewing. From the front cover of the following week's Variety. Religion row propels American pop star to record viewing figures. From page 3 of the same edition. Clancy out at ABN. It was confirmed on Monday that ABN's long-serving S&P president will be leaving the network to pursue other opportunities. We wish Ray every success in the future, says ABN chairman Fred Goodman. A few days later, Herb and Jesus get ushered into Stelfox's office. Gold discs, chrome and leather, oatmeal carpeting, and 3 advertising executives hunkered round the boss's desk. Stelfox claps his hands together.
Hey, it's Jesus, the indie kid, he cries to laughter from the ad people.
Jesus smiles tolerantly. It is the first time he's been asked in for a one-on-one with the great man.
Give us a minute, guys,
Stelfox says to the trio of suits.
I loved your Prince cover last week,
one of them, a girl, says to Jesus as she leaves.
Herb, Jesus, take a seat,
Stelfox says as the door closes.
Well,
we came out of this okay.
Thank fuck.
Actually, did me a favor in terms of getting rid of that fucking fossil, Clancy. And a little controversy never hurt anything.
But listen, I will not tolerate the show being used as a platform for your half-arsed views on whatever. Save the whale, the fucking Pope, God, whatever.
I told him, Herb says. But what am I meant to say? Jesus says. Some guy comes out with,
listen, mate, Stelfox says, cutting him off. Here's what you do. You stand there and smile your pretty smile and bat those big blue eyes and say, God bless America, and sing your little song and shake your tush for the people at home, and you shut the fuck up with your 2 cents.
Jesus sighs and runs his eyes over the gold discs on the wall.
Wow, he says. You sure have been involved in a lot of lame-assed music, huh?
Stelfox laughs at the audacity.
Look, cunt, he says. What you don't know about music would need its own fucking series. So go back to the hotel. And by the way, why am I looking at a fucking room service bill from the chateau for over $10,000?
Jesus says.
You're taking the fucking piss. In the unlikely event I pick up your recording contract at the end of the season, I'm deducting every shrimp fucking cocktail and Bloody Mary from your advance. So, go back to the hotel and listen to your fucking B-sides, jerk off to Tom Verlaine's fucking guitar solos, piss and moan to your loser friends about the state of the world, do whatever the fuck freaks like you do in lieu of a life, and then show up for rehearsals with a fucking big smile on your face and without a thought in your head. Or you will be off this show so fucking fast, you won't fucking believe it.
Stelfox pauses, then, as an afterthought, adds,
you fucking cunt.
I thought the public had to vote me off. Stelfox laughs, harder this time, his head thrown back to display gleaming, perfect teeth, one of the first things he'd had done when he moved out here and started making some unreal money, instead of the real stuff he'd been making back in London.
Christ, Stelfox says, you're 30 fucking one, too. You don't even have the excuse of youth. The public? Those animals? Do me a fucking favor.
Look, I like the indie shtick, okay? The whole I mean it, man, crap.
It's working. It's adding viewers. The unwashed fuckwits who weren't watching the show, They're watching it now, 'cause of you. But get with the program and keep your half-baked opinions on world events to yourself. Keep your mouth shut during the interview stuff, or you're gone. With me?
Sure, Jesus says, smiling pleasantly.
We hear you, Herb says, standing to leave, Jesus doing likewise. Good. Thanks, Herb. Actually, you can go. I just want a quick word with our savior here.
Okay,
Herb says as Jesus lowers himself back into the chair. When the door has closed behind Herb, Stelfox comes around the desk, perches on the edge of it, and says,
So, let's talk seriously.
About what?
About you. What do you want out of all this?
A way to help people? To try and show them a better way to live?
Yeah.
Stelfox waves a hand airily. Hug a whale, save the fucking tofu forests. I get it. I mean, what do you want out of this musically?
Financially.
To Stelfox, these were, of course, the same thing.
I guess maybe to make a record with my band again? Chris and Morgan? Get out on the road and play a few shows.
Fuck me, Stelfox says. Listen, fuck all that. Would I make a record with your poxy band after all this?
Probably.
If I had to, then yeah, we could make some lame dipshit indie record and probably go gold just on the back of the show. You could tour and play to a couple of thousand cunts in major cities.
Or
you go solo, dump the clowns, and we do a record of cover versions. I pick the songs, and you listen to me on the marketing and promotion, and we make 20 or 30 million fucking dollars.
Look, think about it. You want to go off and help penniless spastics, yeah?
Well, that's not how I'd... Whatever. Go my way on this, and you'll have enough dough to open all the fucking soup kitchens you want.
Right, but... aren't you already worth like 300 million?
Herb had mentioned this figure.
400, Stelfox corrects him.
So, what's the difference?
Excuse me?
Stelfox, genuinely confused. What's the difference between 400 million and 430 million? Stelfox looks at him like he's insane.
$30 million, he says.